This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or Boone County Daily News. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Hey, good morning. It is Party Line on this Thursday, September 3rd. Hard to believe we are in the third day of September. And it's already Thursday again, right here on another week. Party Line. Stan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you. And thank you for, doing what you do, whatever you're doing today. Okay, you're going to school, maybe you're teaching, maybe you're driving a bus, maybe you're digging a ditch, maybe you are in an office, whatever the case may be. I appreciate all the things that you do as we kind of move towards Labor Day. That's going to be next week. Hard again, Labor Day is upon us again. The old sphere has been moving fairly fast, rotating pretty fast. But regardless, we do appreciate all the things that people do each and every day to make, life better, hopefully, and certainly to provide value to you and myself as we do labor and work and do the things that we do to find purpose. And in fact, that's what we were designed to do. If you look at the scripture, we're designed to be purposeful. We actually, Adam and Eve, were designed to work in the garden even before the fall. It wasn't just grapes and apples and, peacocks and all that. There was a design. God said, Adam, take care of the garden, okay? And then, creating Eve as that helpmate to be a partner there. So just another thing to look at, another little idea to be thinking about as we move into Labor Day weekend, all the folks that do labor each and every day. And if you're not laboring and you can, I say get off the couch. if you've retired or you've got a disability or whatever, you still are purposeful. Do something. Do something. Today, you may want to be careful if you're going to do something today. It is going to be warm, quite warm. We still have the heat advisory. In fact, the heat advisory has been extended. A hazard weather outlook has been extended. Regarding heat, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 4 o'clock today, sunny and hot with a high near 92. The heat index values somewhere around 101. We've been dealing with this for the last couple of days. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 72. And then Friday, tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high near 91. Heat index values around 100. And that heat index has, again, been extended. The heat advisory has been extended until tomorrow evening. In fact, it is impacting football games in the neighborhood. Tomorrow night's ball games, I know most of the ball games have been moved to 8 o'clock. Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central's games moved to 8 o'clock. I know the Frankfurt game has been moved to 8 o'clock as well. So that is the forecast. Keep an eye on it. More importantly, keep that water close. Hydrate. And you'll be fine. All right. Good morning. I think Russ Casper joining us via telephone.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing good. Congratulations to Carol Price, the Golden Hoosier Award. We had an article up on that. She does a lot.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Carol, I've known Carol for several years, and she's one of those get-her-done people. So, if you need something done, Carol's the person that gets it done.
And if you choose to have her on your board of directors, that's going to be fantastic for your organization. But you're going to be doing more work because she's going to get everybody flying in formation. I'll tell you.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yep. Great. Hey, I know you have another guest. Perhaps just kick me out of here when that happens. But we're excited. We're working hard on the Camp Column Academy of Science for fifth graders in Clinton County. And we're putting together quite a weekend for the kid, and it'll be for fifth graders in Clinton County that love science. And it'll be out of Camp Column. We're going to fly in some great big drones out there. And Megan Gunn, she's an aquatic ecologist. She's associated with Purdue University. And we go down to the stream. It's called Spring Creek at Camp Column. And I think last year she found 16 different kinds of fish. 16 different kinds.
Wow.
Yeah. The kids look at, she electrifies them. She puts these wires in the stream. Doesn't kill any of the fish, but it sure does stun them, and then they float to the top. And then she can identify what kind of fish they are. And did you know that Spring Creek at Camp Column has some extremely quite rare fish that only survive in the healthiest of environments? That's nice to know.
Really? And, what was some of the species? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do have them here. Hold on just a second. They didn't mean a lot to me because I'm not a fish person. But let's see here.
I knew there. A guy that named Mr. Limpid that was a fish person. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, okay.
Don Knotts. Well, yeah.
She found rock bass. She found river chub. She found a rainbow dart. I remember her showing us that, rainbow darter. She also found a Johnny darter, a central stone roller. I think the sucker, they roll the stones to look for seed underneath them.
Okay.
Saw a green sunfish, a white sucker, smallmouth bass, a striped shiner, black-nosed dance, a dance, E-C-E. A creek chub, she saw horny head chub, a stone cat, ad tom, whatever that is, an emerald shiner, a greenside darter, and a mottled sculpin.
Can you imagine how long it took Adam to name all these things?
I know. I look at these fish, I go, boy, those are kind of pretty. Where did those come from?
Pretty wild. Hey, we're going to be joined. We've got a caller that wants to talk to you, Russ. Real quick, let me get Carl on the line. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, good morning, Jan, Russ. Russ, is there any way you can get on the radio somebody that's really, really good about AI? Our president of the United States is pushing AI real big. The vice president's pushing it real big. And China wants us to have it. and there's so many other people don't want it. No, China
does not want us to have it. Let me just tell you that.
But well, no. It was on Bloomberg, Chan. Yeah. I watched the news 6 hours a day. It was on Bloomberg. China said they're tickled to death if we get it. Okay, that's what Bloomberg said. That's the reason why everybody has a different opinion about this, okay? Yeah. Is there any way you can get somebody on there that really knows what they're talking about, Russ?
I would love to have two sides, three sides, four sides, whatever it takes. I am, you know me probably well enough, First Amendment guy, and the truth shall set you free.
Well, everybody has so many different opinions. It's just like Chan said, China doesn't want us to have it. Bloomberg said they do want us to have it.
But let me clarify what I'm saying. Bloomberg, in the sense of what China wants us to be addicted to AI, absolutely, because they started TikTok. They did a lot of these things that are getting us an addiction. The challenge is that they don't want us to control it. They want to control it. They want to control it. And that's what I'm saying. They want to control it, and that's why I'm a proponent of having the data here, because we need to control it. I don't want a foreign entity. I don't want another country controlling.
You made the statement, Chan, we need to control it. Well, we don't control anything. You don't, Russ don't, I don't. Nobody controls it. Even Congress can't control it. Our stock markets, all your money, and we're over $40 trillion in debt, and they can't figure out how they're going to solve this problem other than borrow more money. Our bonds is way down, our government bonds. They can't sell them to get this passed.
They're going up.
They're going up, but we got to get them to go down, Russ. I just wish we could get somebody on the radio that could talk to us about AI and why AI is controlling everything. It's controlling the stock market. It controls everything, Russ. You know that as well as I do.
AI is to me, and I don't know how Shan feels about it, but it's kind of like a razor blade. A razor blade can be the most wonderful thing in the world. A sharp knife can really help kitchen and so forth. Obviously, it is a strong tool. There's no question about it. And as far as AI in Clinton County is concerned, the way I look at it, as far as Casper Media is concerned, we are just a picture frame. We would love people to come on that are against it. And I would love to put them in a room so they can answer each other's claims. Because
yes,
we don't. And here's the problem. Here's the problem, Carl. We could have a press release, somebody that's for it, and all of a sudden people think I am absolutely for it. Well, maybe I am, or maybe I'm not. But what I am very devoted to do is to be that picture frame so people can analyze. We don't want people to say no to something they don't know anything about.
That's correct, and I feel like that's what they're doing.
Well, and I totally agree, and that is why we do need to have more research. But when it comes back to AI, the human brain, we are still I take a little bit of issue with Carl that we're not in control, because it's just who is in control. And I think we've allowed so many things.
The billionaires are in control of the world.
Well,
the billionaires.
Well, it's the. I don't disagree with you. With the elite, the elitists are certainly controlling, but they can't control everything that my decision that I make as an individual.
They can't care less about your decision, Chan.
But what I'm saying is, my decision matters at the end of the day, because if I'm looking at the long term, which is eternity. I'm not necessarily my decisions that I'm making today impact my life and my eternity. Now, there are things that are made every day in Washington, wherever these people meet to discuss how they want to control. COVID was a perfect example of it. I think, and now we're seeing more truth.
I think we're saying lies, 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 lies. See, that's how much different you are and me are. Do you know how many lives were saved by COVID when Fauci, and they hate Fauci, and they're trying to prosecute Fauci.
Fauci.
I had six friends of mine die from it.
Yeah, well,
I had it twice, but I got the shot, I got the medicine, and it didn't affect me that bad.
And, brother, see, that's the challenge. That is that, you know, you are totally totally in a different ballpark than I am when it comes to that. Because, and again, if we follow, you know, they talk about following the science. We know just from Fauci's own diaries that what he has shared about being you talk about being a narcissist, everybody blames and wants to, you know, throw a shade at Trump and other folks. But, you know, talk about being a narcissist. This guy is a pretty strong narcissist. But
I don't believe that.
So, but it's his own words. It's his own words. It's his own words. Read his diary. I mean, this come out as public. Everything is public.
I don't believe one word about it. Kennedy brings all this up about Fauci. What is Kennedy? Give me a break, Shan. Give me a break.
He was a Democrat.
Hey, God bless have a wonderful day.
All right, brother. Elbrut, we got a spirited day. Thursday's a spirited day.
The First Amendment is
it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Because I want to hear what Carl has to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Iron, as you know, iron sharpens iron. And I pray for the truth to come out, good, bad, ugly. I want to hear it. It's just like a good marriage. You know, for a husband and wife to long endure, you must have the truth.
And don't you say? I mean, agree or disagree? Again, First Amendment. Again, it's about the long haul. And if you really believe in the truth, it will always come out. And so, if you are really focused on that and you're willing to endure whatever goes on, the truth will come out. And I love Carl. Carl's a great friend over the years. I love Carl. And, you know, people may say, well, gosh, you guys are fighting. You know, I fight with my wife. I fight. We have, disagreements. Everybody disagrees. I think that's the challenge that we have, Russ, in this world today, is that we can't disagree. It just seems like you made the comment, if you put something on, Casper Media, immediately people say, oh, well, they're taking sides. Just because I believe that we have the opportunity to, have more control over data and have more control over something, some of the things that are going on AI, doesn't mean if you go listen to any of my sermons, I am not an AI. I do not really want AI to be dominating or to be directing life. And I say you have to use any technology. We use telephones. When telephones came out, do you not think there were people out there screaming and saying it was of the devil? Do you not think that when television came out, or even radio came out, these are all things that ended up getting used, like a razor blade?
Yeah, they used to call television the one-eyed monster.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the same way with fax machines. If God intended for pictures to fly through the air, he wouldn't have... I remember these.
Well, it was witchcraft. I mean, in some cases, it was considered witchcraft. We know now that it was science. You know, it was somebody that was a lot smarter than me that was able to put things together to make it work. So,
but here's where the rubber hits the road, though. If I have a certain opinion about AI. And it's coming to Clinton County.
Let me interrupt you though, real quick. I'm going to interrupt you real quick because we really are talking about a lot of different things. AI is here. I mean, it's not like if we build a building. AI is here. I used AI this morning. Somebody sent me a PowerPoint presentation, and it was done by AI. I watched it. So, I mean, so AI. It's not like it's not coming. It's already here.
But you know what I mean. Yeah. I'm talking about consuming electricity in.
You're talking about a data center.
Yeah. And that's specifically what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because I know we have AI here.
Yeah.
I can't own my computer. But what I'm saying is, if I have an incorrect opinion about what AI in Clinton County will do to my power bill, and if I happen to think that it's not going to affect it very much, okay, and I am wrong, I want to know.
Right. Absolutely.
I want to know.
Totally
because,
agree with you.
Because I don't want to be fooled, just like you don't want to be fooled. Nobody wants to be fooled. And so, anyway, that's where you have to get this information out. Why do you, I've said it 100 times, you know, there are facts, there are opinions and assumptions.
Yeah.
And they're the same thing. People think they're the same thing, but they're totally different.
Yeah, and just because Bloomberg says it, I don't necessarily believe it. Just because Kennedy says it, I don't necessarily believe it. Just because Trump says it, I don't. I mean, I think everybody, you have to test the scripture is very clear. You got to test the spirit. You got to test the test if it's true or not. And sometimes, we won't know immediately. I mean, I pray that I have discernment and you have discernment to kind of figure out, is this, good, bad, or indifferent? But some of the things in technology, I don't think anybody realized, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Man, let's even go back later, earlier than that, 60, 70 years ago, when we're talking computers and when the emergence of computers, what it would look like, in 2026. But
in Clinton County, if and when we have a conversation about whether we should have a data center here, all I ask is everyone's entitled to their opinion, but let's have meaningful dialogue.
Yeah.
If you have a claim about whether our power bills are not going to go up, or if you have a claim about whether our power bills are going to go up, don't just shout louder at me. Support your claim. Because I don't want just to hear you raise your voice. I don't need that.
Right. Absolutely. Hey, Russ, before we get out of here, Senior Fair is moving to the airport. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. The First Church of the Nazarene is undergoing a renaissance in their sanctuary. And so they are actually worshiping at the Community Life Center where we have our senior fair. They have the bleachers out. They have chairs all over, which is fine. I mean, the pastor said, he was more than happy to accommodate us. The problem is no matter what we do, it gobbled up about one-third of our space. Well, it's probably sort of doable there. But Cindy said, we ought to just have it at the airport.
Yeah.
So we went out there, and you've done events out there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And so it is let it be known. This year's senior fair on the 23rd of September is going to be at the beautiful Frankfort Clinton County Airport.
Amen. It is a beautiful place. So that's great. So that's the senior fair coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and CNR Catering, Rodney, I think, was out there yesterday. And did you know they have kind of a cool little kitchen there?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
they have a roll-up window and roll-down window, and they have a faucet, counter space.
It's very nice.
Ice maker and refrigerator, and it's pretty cool.
Yep, it's very nice. So, all right, so we appreciate it. I got another one. We got other things coming up, too, so we're going to let you go, Russ. Appreciate you calling in, and thank you for getting things churning this morning. So thank Carl for calling in and getting this talking.
But don't, as a community, confuse the fact that if Casper Media puts something on the air, as in a press release, that we're all for it or all against it or don't want to hear the other opinion. That is totally false.
Yeah.
And let's have the other. Let's have both sides on.
Absolutely, no doubt.
Let's have a meaningful dialogue. And we deserve better than just shouting at each other.
Oh yeah, and Carl and I get we get going because we have to shout over each other over the years. we'll hug it out. The other day on the street we hugged it out. I love Carl. So, all right, thank you, Russ. Appreciate it. Hey, joining me now, Pat Day, Another great guy. A lot of stuff going on, Pat. You've got something coming up here real soon. Grandma's Cook-Off. How many years have that been going on now?
This is number 17.
17 years of Grandma's Cook-Off. I've been a judge there before, and it is, wow, it is such a, that it's a fun time and a lot of good stuff. And you guys just keep adding to the cash prize. I mean, you got over $1,500 in cash prizes now.
Yeah, $1,500 in cash prizes this year. We have five categories. You can choose which one you'd like to enter. We have main entrees. We have soups. We have salads, sides, desserts. And then we added a couple of years ago appetizers because we're all going to the restaurant now, and many of us are making meals off of our appetizers. And so we now have the five categories, and you choose which of the five you'd like to be in. And each category gets a $300 cash prize and a very coveted apron, Grandma's Cook-Off apron, as their prize. And so, yeah, it's a great time for those that haven't been there before. We encourage you to come. What we do is we have local celebrities, if you will, that judge each category, and the judges will you get to watch them sample the dishes and try and guess what they're thinking, what their faces are reading, what they like, what they don't like. And then when they go to deliberate and compare notes, we all grab a bowl, a plate, and our utensils, and we all get a sample, and we have some communion there together, sharing in all the dishes that everybody brought. And then once we're all done, the judges give us the tallies, and once the tallies are there, we all get to see if we agree with the judges or not. That's really what it comes down to. But it's a great time of just food and fellowship and just fun together. We have a great time. And, man, I'll tell you what, we have brought some of those. We have a cookbook that we've made over the years from all the dishes.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
You can purchase that, and we put all the money to our local charity each year from the cookbooks that we make. And we still make some of the dishes here at home. I'm not going to lie. There's a Tuscan potato soup that we have on a regular basis that it was probably 3 years ago that we still eat it. And so, yeah, it's a great chance for you to not only sample and try, but a chance for you to grow your repertoire in the kitchen.
Absolutely. So tell us when, September 19th, give us all the details.
September 19th, yes, Saturday, September 19th. It'll be at the, we call it our Garage Mahal, the big garage behind Ginda Funeral Home there in Frankfurt, Dane Ginda Funeral Home. And it is, it'll start, the festivities will start at 1 o'clock. And it normally lasts about an hour to an hour and a half, depending on how much fun we're having. And you just can call us, 765-659-3356, and give us your entry of what you'd like to be a part of, what group. And then, yeah, we just ask you bring a copy of the recipe, the dish ready to serve, and yeah, it's pretty simple. It's like just coming to a big potluck is what it is.
That is, very tasty. It's not only tasty, you guys do it tastefully, and it is really, really a great day. So September 19th, that's a Saturday. It's also the same day as the New Hope Fish Fry. So when you get done out there, you can come out to New Hope for the fish fry. That's going to be 4 to 7 at New Hope Church. But September 19th, register now. It's the 17th annual Grandma's Cook-Off. How do they register, Pat, real quick?
Just give us a call, 765-659-3356, or stop by the funeral home, and we'll get you squared away.
Awesome. Sounds great, brother. Well, you have a great day, and stay cool out there. It's a little warm.
Will do, yeah. Get the fans in the ice packs, get ready, so it'll be another hot one.
Amen, amen. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Pat. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Pat Day joining us this morning with Grandma's Cook-Off, also Pat Day and Ginda Funeral Home. Do a great job, and we appreciate them greatly. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to talking with Amy Webster of Purdue Extension. We're going to be talking a variety of different things there, and we'll also catch you up on some of the other stuff that's going on in the community. It's Party Line here on WILO.
Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfurt welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wang or Dr. Paola Castellanos, now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Summer's here. Let's get to work. Whether you're hauling tools or bags of feed, tackling landscaping projects, or cleaning up around the property, TC Trailers has the trailer you need. Check out their lineup of quality steel dump trailers, utility trailers, and landscape trailers, built tough to handle the job. Stop by TC Trailers, just east of Frankfurt, or visit tc-trailers.com. Get her dumped with a quality steel trailer from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.